107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's our weekly check-in with the local community food center. Julie Docker Johnson is on the phone. How are you, Julie?
I am so good. The Blue Jays are going into Game 7.
Ooh, whoop, whoop. We are getting excited, and of course, we have a very exciting week at the local, as always.
We have a big week.
Yes, so we've got Monday night dinner to start us off tonight.
We do indeed. So, dinner from 4:30 till 6. Everybody is welcome. The market is open from 4 to 6, so you can go do your shopping, then stop and have dinner. And I actually know what we're having for dinner tonight. So Chef Jules is making like a very fabulous chunky chili.
Ooh.
And then, of course, with some fabulous salad and some scony bready type thing that I can't, in fact, remember exactly what she said, but they will go beautifully with the chili.
Ooh, sounds good. Perfect for this cold day we're having.
Right, because it is chilly weather.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have some very special centerpieces on the table tonight.
Oh, my goodness. So, we do. So, I love me a good centerpiece. We all know that. And we have a little friend in this community that for her fourth birthday, 4 years old, our wee friend Anna said to all of her friends that she's invited to her birthday party, please don't bring me a gift. I would like you to make a donation to the local. And at her birthday party, her and all her little friends, who I assume are also 4 years old, made the most beautiful artwork that are on little frames that are on all of our tables so that they make the dining room look pretty. And, oh, my heart could explode.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
It is so amazing. So her friends donated, and so they made a donation to the local, and we're going to do a big check tonight. But on our tables are the most beautiful, colorful, fabulous, original
Definitely.
Artwork from Anna and her friends.
That is so, so cute.
Right?
And
it
it's so
amazing.
It's so great knowing that young kids are thinking charitably, you know?
Right?
That is amazing.
They get it.
Yeah.
Yes, it takes a community.
Absolutely. That
yes,
is
and
so
communities
awesome.
Include little wee people.
Yes, they are the future. Yes.
They are indeed.
That is amazing. So,
yes. So
if you're coming to dinner tonight, check out the centerpieces.
That yes,
so cute. And then, of course, this week we are looking forward to some new programs. Align, Aim, and Achieve with Dave maybe starts on Wednesday night.
It does. So it is from 6 until 8, starts this Wednesday. It's a 5-week series, and it is a journey from where you are at this moment going to where you want to be. So that can mean a million things to everybody. But you know what? We all get stuck sometimes, and this may be the opportunity to get unstuck mm-hmm. and have a new vision and get some help on how to get there. So Dave is amazing. He's a great facilitator, and it'll be very interactive. Everybody is welcome. There is no charge. If you're coming, I would love to know, so you could phone or email me. But 6 to 8 this Wednesday, and it runs straight through until November the 19th.
Fabulous. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
So what a great program for, you know, people who just want a little boost.
Right? Everybody. I mean, you mm-hmm. don't, it's not for younger people. It's not for older people. It's not for middle of the road. It's for every people.
Mm-hmm. Every
so
people.
You can't be too young, too old, too middle of the road. It's for everybody.
Absolutely. So that's this Wednesday, and it goes 5 weeks.
Five Wednesdays and until November the 19th.
Amazing. That is awesome.
Yes.
And then, of course, looking forward to Friday, we have a program in the morning and then our regular Friday happenings.
Absolutely. So there's a whole lot going on in this building on Friday. So this Friday, so we always have our seniors exercise from 9:30 to 10:30 with One Care, and that will happen this Friday. But we have a special program that Gen V has created, and it's an introduction to the Disability Tax Credit, which is a new government piece. And so in this program, people will be able to ask questions and find out information, how they apply, if they qualify, like really a good informative session. And it's from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. this Friday. And then after that, lunch starts at 11 and the market opens at 11, so you might as well stay for lunch and go to the market.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Of course.
And Jen V would appreciate knowing who's coming just so she can set up the right amount of tables and things for people. So, again, you can just call or email and you can be registered that way.
Amazing. And her email is?
Her email is tstm. @thelocalcfc.org.
Okay, perfect. So we can send Jen an email and get all set up for that intro to the Disability Tax Credit Program on Friday. And then on Sunday, we are so excited for another Bluegrass Brunch.
Oh, we are. And so, of course, Bluegrass Brunch, Bluegrass Music, hello, the Blurry Pickers, and I've heard through the grapevine that there is also somebody who is a banjo player that's going to be here.
Ooh.
I've also heard that in the breaks that the Blurry Pickers take, the lovely Nora Stevens will be here.
Ooh.
So there will not be a moment without incredible music in this building.
Fabulous.
From 10 until 1 on Sunday. And then, and of course, there's brunch. I mean, great food. Let's remember where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So a fabulous brunch, a little Dr. Seuss theme. And so that'll be fun. And the market's open on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's, the market is not usually open on a Sunday, but this Sunday it is. So you know what? You can come, you can have brunch, you can do your shopping, enjoy the music. There's going to be crafts in the greenhouse for the kids. Everybody is welcome. It's by donation. So come. And it's 10 until 1. So you don't have to come right at 10. You can come at 11. It's going to happen straight throughout. So don't worry if you've got things to do at 10. Come at 11 or 12 or whatever you like.
Amazing.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait.
No.
Oh,
one
brunch.
More thing about the Bluegrass Brunch, if I may.
Yes.
Thank you so much to our neighbors at Elliott Motors. They have provided some sponsorship for us for this Bluegrass Brunch because we are fundraising, and so they are helping us cover some of the costs. So any donations will go right to our My Community Includes the Local fundraising campaign.
Amazing.
Yes,
that
we have
awesome.
The best neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Yes.
Well, we are so looking forward to this week at The Local. Lots of great stuff going on, and people can follow The Local on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with what's happening. And Julie, thank you so much.
And thank you. And everybody have a grand week.